Welcome to Let's Talk Frog.
Welcome, everyone, to the Let's Talk Brock podcast, season 4. My name is Nabiha. I'll be your host for this episode. I'm very excited to have you all here today. On today's episode, we are joined by Naomi Lawrence, a student in the Bachelor of Business Administration Co-op International Double Degree Program. She is the Assistant of Internal Relations at Brock's new Black Student Success Center. Naomi will be talking to us about the Black Student Success Center and the opportunities and supports that are available to the Brock community. Welcome, Naomi. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be talking about the Black Student Success Center today.
Wonderful. We're excited to have you here. We can just go ahead and jump right into it, if that's okay with you.
For sure.
Yeah, so our first question. So can you share with us the journey of establishing the Black Student Success Center at Brock University?
Yeah, well, what better way to talk about how it all started? So basically, before the Black Student Success Center was actually created, the space was created within Brock, we actually had multiple different working groups. So a lot of people, students and staff, presidents of different clubs, come together to be able to talk about the goals of the Black Student Success Center, the foundation, and the impact and the values and the goals that we wanted the space to have on the students. So it really started from there, about people taking the time from their day to talk about what the impact they want to have the Black Student Success Center on the other students around the school. And then from there, again, as normal, we have like the hiring process for a lot of the staff. So we did have like a lot of selection and basically picking the best staff from there. And then from that point on, we had like the hiring process, the staff all coming together. We had our team meetings and everything to be able to actually start the foundation and start working on what we wanted within the space. So for example, like bookshelves, donations, how we wanted the space to look like, what we wanted the space to feel like for students. So I think definitely within that portion of the foundations of the BSSC, we then had our official launch in October. It was a really great turnout. It was pretty exciting. And I think that's when we really started to open the space to the rest of the students, the rest of the staff. And from there, it's just been growing. And it's been amazing to see the amount of growth that we had in just the past few months. So yeah, it's really exciting.
That is amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that journey and how you guys went about creating that safe space on campus to make sure that students feel supported and they feel great overall. And I'm really happy to hear. I was, I believe, there at the turnout back in October. It was lovely to hear and to see the articles written about it later on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You did have some good food too.
And yeah, that's a great way to get people to come out as well for a great cause. And so as a student staff member at the center, what specific role do you play in supporting the academic and or personal growth of Black students at Brock University?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I was hired during the position of the Assistant of Internal Relations. So in terms of that aspect, it's really like almost like the administrative part of it. So working within my team, making sure that everyone's okay, doing checkups, meeting minutes. I think also there's another aspect to it where it's about creating those connections internally within Brock. So for example, one of my roles right now is like reaching out to financial services or reaching out to other communities and other departments within the school to create some sort of partnerships between the Black Student Success Center as well as other partnerships around school. So a lot of my position entails like doing emailing, staying in the space, supporting other students. But then I think because of the space that we've established, it's more than just that. So at the end of the day, we're all a group and we're all coming together and we're not just conformed to our one role. So I still do a lot of community outreach. I still do a lot of events and planning and day of and implementation. So I feel like it kind of adds a better sense of community within our coworkers and within our staff too, because we're all helping each other out in a certain way. We're all getting the chance to connect with staff internally, connect with other organizations externally. So it's really just a big group project that we're all working on, and we all have the support and aid of other students too. In terms of the academic support of students, I would say, especially we have like resumes, we have co-ops coming in. So a lot of our roles entail also promoting our scholarships, promoting internships for students, which can be found on our Instagram. So again, helping those students academically. We also do have like drop-in academic supports and drop-in therapy sessions, so students can come in and be able to talk to our coordinators, be able to talk to our staff, and again, just creating that new sense of like inclusivity within the space. And then especially with the personal growth part, again, having like Black identifying coordinators to be and therapists within the space to be able to talk to students. And again, when people come to the space, it's not necessarily that they have to do anything, right? It's just a space where you can come in, you can sit down, you can chill. Sometimes you have snacks. So again, it's just to create that environment. So in terms of the personal growth aspect, students know that there's a space on campus where they can come and feel represented. So I feel like that definitely helps with the growth and having a sense of like culture within themselves as well.
No, I 100% agree with all of that. I also think it's really important how you touched on your role as internal relations, because whenever anybody hears essentially roles that have that connection with administrative tasks, they think of it to be small roles, whereas in reality, it's those roles that are like the core of centers, such as the Success Center, and they keep so much going. And all of the inner workings, as you said, it's all just a huge team effort. And it's almost like a never-ending group project. And you want to sort of keep that going with this center as well. And I also really liked how you touched upon this students being able to use this space without feeling pressure to do anything. It's just a welcome space for them to come in, chat with friends, and chill. Because I think often when new centers like this at Brock or at other academic institutions, when they open, people kind of feel pressured or are hesitant to go in and join. So I really like that and how this has been promoted throughout other talks and other articles I've read about the center. Yes, I really like how that's been pointed out. And in terms, this isn't a question from our original list, but how in terms of like the social media journey, I'm really excited to see how that progresses in the future. Will there be a separate team for that? Will you have separate students joining the team or hiring a new set of folks to kind of deal with that aspect of media communications?
Yeah, for sure. That's a great question. I would definitely say it's been an exciting journey because I feel like not only have we reached out to certain organizations, but we've had a lot of organizations kind of like come to us. So we do have students already on social media and content. So we have a lot of talented students actually who do like a lot of the Canva posts and are working on that for social media. And then within the community outreach, we have a lot of students actually going out to students, videoing them. So we're really expecting a lot more TikToks and a lot more Instagram reels to kind of flow through our feed soon. So that's been really exciting. But then externally to that, we've had like a lot of other organizations reach out to us. So we've done podcasts so far, we've done TV commercials. So it's been pretty exciting. Some of them are coming out soon. So again, we only just keep hoping for that to progress and hopefully catch more attentions of the students to know that our space exists. So
No, that is amazing. Yeah, I love to hear that there are TV commercials in the works, and I can't wait to personally see those coming out. And it's also really handy when we have students within Brock that are already so talented with the social media posts way ahead of my age. So yeah, they're on top of it for sure. And then so what do you believe sets the Black Student Success Center apart from other student support services on campus? And how does it address the unique needs and challenges faced by Black, African, and Caribbean students?
Yeah, for sure. I think the biggest thing for me is that I think, especially within the Black Student Success Center, it genuinely feels like a second home. So the way that we've set it up and the atmosphere that we've created, we've literally had students come in and tell us, and other high school students come in and parents come in and say, this literally feels like a second home. So I think that's one of the aspects that we aim for within the Black Student Success Center is, again, that pressure, that feeling to need to do a certain thing within the space. I think the space that we have created, it's so central for everything. If you need help with financial services, you know where to go. If you want to just have a space to literally just sleep, if you have like an hour between your classes, you know where to go. And if you're maybe looking for a little snack, you know where to go. If you need maybe someone to reach out for therapy, you know where to go. So I think it's the fact that it's like a central location. And on top of that, we're extremely accessible. So I think a lot of students struggle with many different things that they may not talk to about with their parents, with their family, with other academic supports. But I feel like we've really created a space where as Black students, you don't need to explain yourself. You have the chance to come into the space, be yourself, be who you are, and be able to connect with other people who are part of the community. So I think it's just that central location. On top of that, we have a lot of times where other clubs, like Black student clubs within Brock University, such as the Black Student Association, we have the Sudanese Student Association, BUGA, NSA, the Caribbean Club. A lot of these clubs take the chance to actually use our space sometimes after hours and use it for their team meetings as well. So when I say it's a central space where you can do pretty much anything, it's that space that we offer just to make everything more accessible to students on campus. And I would just say, like, the two words, it's about creating that community and creating that culture. So I think when you kind of combine all those things together, I think that's what embodies the Black Student Success Center.
No, that is amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I really liked how you pointed out how people don't feel pressure to be anything or do anything within the space, and the mountain of things it is used for. Like, napping personally was one of my favorites. I was also really pleased to hear some of the clubs that you pointed out that are using the space, especially the Sudanese Students Association. I have a few friends who are heavily a part of that club, and I really enjoy going to, like, their karaoke events. So it's nice to hear that they finally have a place to go to where they aren't scrambling to, you know, book rooms or study rooms for team meetings. Spot for them, as well as for so many other students, for so many other things, as you pointed out. So thank you again so much for sharing that. And then you already kind of touched upon this, but going back to the conversation of representation, can you speak to the importance of representation and inclusivity within the university environment? And how does the center strive to create a sense of belonging for Black students at Brock University?
Yeah, for sure. I think this question is definitely like the foundation of why the Black Student Success Center was created in the first place. And I think the biggest thing is that a lot of students, especially when they're even coming into university and when they're deciding what university to choose, they genuinely think, oh, am I going to feel represented on campus? Like, are there students on campus who are Black identifying? Are there people who are people of color on campus? And I've seen students actually come to me and ask the same questions. For example, I'm also a Goodman ambassador, so I had the chance to go to the Ontario University Fair to not only represent Goodman, but also to represent the Black Student Success Center. So I've been able to see the concerns of students as they're trying to determine what university to go to. So I think now creating this space, we're not only offering students who are already at Brock a central space, but also incoming students as well, right? So I think a lot of students are nervous about feeling included, having that representation, and potentially dealing with, for example, like racism or discrimination on campus, right? So I think now that we've had this space, it shows the community and it shows other university and it shows students that we're continuously working to create a more inclusive and accessible environment where we can show representation and really advocate for Black students on campus. If you're dealing with something, staff, if you're dealing with something, students, professors, you have a space to come to where you're able to talk to people who can actually help you combat any of the issues that you're going through, especially when it comes to being a black student within an institution that may be predominantly non-minority. So I think those are definitely the things to consider when looking at the Black Student Success Center. It's there to support you and there to have that, like, for you to create an emotional connection so that you feel safe and where you feel protected and where you feel represented and included within a certain environment.
No, that was an incredibly moving response. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I 100% agree the importance of representation, and also how it's kind of like a full circle moment, because you know the amount of effort that was put in and the reasoning behind creating the center. And then you feel so filled with joy when you see that person that you are speaking to and their worries kind of start to fade away, like their anxieties sort of start to ease a little bit. Like, you see it in their eyes, that spark of, oh, there is a center here. So if I am a shy student coming in, they have a space to go where they are going to 100% feel welcomed.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, yeah, again, and you already Sort of touched upon this, but in what ways does the Black Student Success Center collaborate with other departments or even organizations within the university? And then if you could provide us some examples of the successful partnerships and initiatives that you guys have already worked on.
Yeah, for sure. There actually have been quite a few, and I'm kind of surprised by how much we've had since October. So it's pretty exciting, and obviously there's going to be a lot more. One thing I can off the bat mention is obviously that we're in Black History Month. We have had a lot of partnerships with so many different areas and departments within the school. So recently, again, we have our Black History Month working group. So again, the staff and students from all around the Brock campus kind of coming together to plan events to talk about the needs of the Black Student Success Center. So on top of that, we have also had partnerships with HRE. We've had partnerships with Student Wellness and Accessibility Center, so SWAC. We've had partnerships also externally with FBF, Future Black Female, and also Black-owned 905. So these are also external organizations that we've come to work with. We're planning like financial literacy programming. We're doing a lot of new programming with learning a language. We've also done a lot of mental health panels, a lot of mental health kind of discussions. So it's really interesting to see the new dynamics that we've been able to create with different departments. Also Faculty of Education. We have like the Job and Academic Supports, Faculty of Social Science. So there's been quite a few, and again, all the events have been pretty good turnout. And yet it just depends, like, are we looking for more academic? Are we looking for more personal growth? So there's different ways that we've been able to connect with the different communities. We've also had like paint nights, for example. So we've had collaborators from Toronto coming in. So it's been pretty exciting. And we've also had a student symposium. So we had the Black Student Symposium that we had just a few months ago, where we partnered with the Hamilton and Niagara region. And we had high school students come into Pond Inlet, and we had like a full day of a lot of just like educating, panel discussion, kind of like community building for students and getting ready for post-secondary. So it was an amazing turnout, and hopefully we secured some high school students to come to Brock. So yeah, it was a pretty exciting opportunity, and I think all these partnerships are extremely beneficial because not only does it help us to like help staff internally to create the connections within our departments and staff, but it also creates those connections between like staff and students as well, and students around each other. So it's been pretty exciting, and I can't wait for more than this month and in the months to come.
Yeah, no, that is amazing. I for sure had no doubt that you guys weren't going to not get this recognition. I think it's so well deserved, and I definitely see more partnerships blossoming in the future for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then yeah, and then for if you could share some success stories, I guess, following that, or testimonials from Black students who have benefited from the services and supports offered by the center. And then how did these stories inspire and motivate your work on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, for sure. That's a great question. I would say for me, I'm definitely a person. I think one of the reasons why I even applied for the job in the first place is because of the values and the goals that it stood for, right? So I think at the end of the day, it's being able to see students benefiting from these services and it truly having an emotional impact on them, because I know like being a Black student can be extremely hard. Sometimes you don't have the financial services that you need or the emotional support that you need or whatever the case is. And sometimes there's a lot of distress and you don't know where you're able to share that, right? So I think creating this space has enabled a lot of students to kind of just feel connected. And so I've seen actually there was someone who's an international student. They didn't know about the space and they searched for us online, found us. And then now she's in the space all the time. She actually does a lot of volunteering with the BSSC as well. So it's just great to see that she's created that sense of community. Some of her biggest friends, best friends now are in the space, and she's met them from being in the Black Student Success Center. I also met another student. He was at the BLSA paint night, and one day he was walking past the BSSC, and I just waved to him. And he came inside, and now he's in the space every day. He comes to do his work in the space every day. So it's again, it's about creating that sense of community. And now they all have like a sense of belonging in the community and within the space. So I think like there's always like small success stories, but there's always huge success stories at the end of the day as well. And you don't really realize how much it impacts a person until you kind of see a lot of people like start using the space and you start reflecting Wow, look, there's like 20 people in this space right now, and it always impacts people in like small ways, and you may not even realize it. So I think it's been very rewarding to see all of that. And again, we have like our Black identifying therapists as well as Black identifying counselors. And also, even for me personally, I benefit from this space as well. Like, I think I've been able to talk to my coordinators extremely easily when I'm going through something. We've created that supportive environment where even as a staff, as a student as well, I feel supported and I feel heard when I'm able to talk to them about my problems and just go on and on. But, you know, I think it's been a really exciting experience, and I've been extremely fortunate to be working with the students that I'm working with and also my coworkers and as well as the staff too. I've been definitely blessed. I've been super fortunate. And it's just great to see that slowly by slowly, piece by piece, student by student, we've been starting to have impact in tremendous ways. And we're starting to break boundaries, break stereotypes. So it's been pretty rewarding and pretty reflected too.
That is amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I'm sure the staff members and the wonderful students that are using that space are also incredibly grateful to have known you. I can already tell that you are such a great addition to the space and so welcoming, and that great addition to help create that welcoming environment within the space as
For
well.
sure.
And then now looking ahead, what are some of the goals and aspirations you have for the Black Student Success Center, and how do you envision its impact in evolving over the coming years?
Yeah, this part makes me like a bit sad, but happy at the same time. Just because of my program, it is my last year at Brock. So I am going abroad in September. So it's really sad because like I won't be able to see, or I won't be able to be a part of the continuum. It's like directly within the space, but hopefully when I come back, there's the opportunities there for me. But I think the biggest thing is like I want to be able to make sure, and as a space, we want to be able to make sure that students know about us, right? So we've been doing a lot of tabling within the school, and we want to be able to outreach even more. We want every student within the Brock community to know about us. We want people within Niagara to know about us. And again, even if you're not Black identifying, to be able to come into that space and have that community as well. Because again, we are a central space and we're all about promoting inclusivity. So I think one thing is as we get more students coming in, also promoting towards high school students. So a lot of what I do as my job as well is actually visiting high schools and talking to high school students about Brock University, that we have a Black Student Success Center, because not a lot of universities do. And actually, universities have been outreaching to us asking, oh, like, how have you like created this Black Student Success Center? And we've also made like partnerships with other schools as well to be able to create those connections and ask them, oh, how did you start your Black Student Success Center? So it has definitely been a rewarding experience in terms of community outreach. And again, we just want to be able to continue that to get more students to come to Brock as well and get into the space. So then with that, we also definitely want to expand the space soon. We want to get a bigger space because that would be really good. Again, just having more of a bigger space for students to come in, chill, study, especially like bigger friend groups, bigger clubs, bigger teams. So I think those are some of the biggest things, but it has been definitely rewarding. And again, we just want to keep seeing the Black Student Success Center grow. We want to be able to enforce more partnerships, get our name out there even more. So again, just promote Black Student Success Center and have more students come in and use the space and have more resources for them too as well.
I personally cannot wait for the expansion, and thank you so much for sharing all of that. And then now my final question. So what message, I guess, would you like to convey to listeners who may be interested in learning more about the Black Student Success Center or supporting its mission? And then how can they get involved or contribute to its ongoing success?
Yeah, for sure. I think the biggest thing is like just because we're part of Brock, we're still very much open to hearing students' thoughts and students' input and everything and getting their feedback. So we do have like an anonymous survey posted on our Instagram. So feel free to put any comments in there. We also just want to get suggestions on to students about what they want to see. For example, we actually had a hair braiding series started. So that's been really exciting. And then we actually had someone reach out to us and said, oh, maybe you should try a hair braiding series, but for people with locks and learning how to twist locks, do rope twists and everything like that with different types of textured hair. So he's like, oh, that's a great idea. And hopefully this is something that we can start to implement. So it's about getting a student perspective, knowing that we are accessible. We're going to follow you back on Instagram, follow us, we'll follow you back. Like, like there's a lot of different things that come in where it's like we will outreach to you as well, and just the same way that you can outreach to us and we'll actually respond. I think that's one of the biggest things. I would definitely say stay on top of our Instagram. We're always posting new opportunities. Like we have a book club, so that's pretty exciting. A lot of different events. We have all of our scholarship help, internship help. Everything's on our Instagram. We also have our website up, so check out our website as well as our TikTok. So I definitely say like get in engaged with our social media, because that's where you'll find all of our information and all of our resources. So I definitely say just contact us. And then the other aspect to it is just come into the space. Even if you just want to drop in and say hi, even if you just want to stay for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, stay for 3 hours, we're open from 8:30 to 4:30 for Mondays to Fridays. So again, just come into the space, always feel welcome, bring your friends, hang out, chill. And again, this is your space. We're here for you as students, and I think that's the biggest impact. We want to help you as your academic on your academic journey and just make it as easy as possible. So, yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. I love that. And I love how you guys are also following people back on social media. And again, having that rapport back and forth with people so they know what's going on with the space. And again, thank you for sharing the timings as well. And that was all of the questions I had for you. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us. And thank you for everyone watching. And we hope to see you all next time.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us. If you have any questions, you can contact us at brocku.ca/discover/contact.